Welcome to Co-Design, a podcast looking at teaching, learning, and the student experience. Co-Design is a podcast brought to you by the Center for Teaching and Learning on the Manchester campus of Southern New Hampshire University. For more information or with any questions, please contact ctl@snhu.edu. Today's original opening theme music is Chill Vibe, recorded and created by Madison Blazejowski, a sport management major from Old Wethersfield, Connecticut. In this final episode of Co-Design for the Spring 2024 semester, co-host and co-producer Amanda Goyette talks about the brand new SNHU concert series with Warren Olson and Aidan Landry of the band Sunday Ave, the first headliners in the series.
Last week, the SNHU concert series debuted here in the pub at SNHU, and we had our own SNHU student Warren Olson and his bandmate Aidan play live in the pub, and it was amazing. And today I brought them in to just talk about what Sunday Ave is, how did it get started, and how did they end up playing at the pub for this concert series. I'm Amanda Goyette, the co-producer of this Co-Design podcast, and today I'm here with
Warren Olson
and Aidan Landry,
and we're Sunday Ave.
So obviously, for all the listeners here, we are very interested in how did Sunday Ave come together?
Well, Warren and I have been best friends since about third grade. And since then, I've been drumming since I was 5 years old. And I think probably within the first year of meeting each other, we started getting interested in playing instruments together. But we didn't really form a group until a few years later for the sixth grade talent show. We played Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin with a couple friends, and things just kind of snowballed from there.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically it. The rest is history. Since we've been playing bars and venues and doing cover songs, and we transitioned into writing our own music, and that's really where our focus is at.
Speaking of cover songs, that's how you guys started. And then you went into your own music. But what kinds of cover songs did you do? What's the genre like for you guys?
It was pretty all over the place, mainly just rock in general. So anywhere from Led Zeppelin to Green Day to U2, bands like that. I don't know if I'm missing anything.
Yeah, it kind of like developed over time where in high school we all got super into Radiohead. And so we added like 10 of their songs to our set. I think pretty much after that, things just kind of stayed the same for a while. We had like a 50 song set that we would just kind of rotate through, and then over time we just became more interested in writing our own stuff and stopped covering things.
Mm-hmm. So how did you guys start writing your own music?
I would say I found an interest in songwriting at a pretty early age, and you know, I was always talking with the band about like, let's write something, you know. Finally brought something in and ended up working out, and we really enjoyed the process of like coming up with like a song together, how to build it. You know, the vision for Sunday Ave, I think, started when we started making our own music.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my perspective of what it felt like to start making our own songs.
Yeah, it was a very exciting feeling. I think the first time that we had something that was just ours, that it kind of felt like it came out of thin air. And when we were a trio at the time, especially Warren and our former member David, they kind of had this like healthy competitive thing where like Warren would bring in a few songs and then Dave would bring in a song, and it started to become like we were not competing against each other, but pushing each other to dive into like different genres, have different ideas. I guess the pool of ideas just started getting so full that it became more about what we weren't gonna play. There was never a shortage of ideas.
That's awesome. And it seems like you guys, obviously, you know, you've been friends forever, so working together must be amazing, and it's just probably super fulfilling and maybe like a full circle moment as you guys get older. And you know, you kind of started out when you were young doing music, and now here you are. So let's talk about the concert series. How did you guys get into the concert series at SNHU?
I met Angie in a studio class here at SNHU. And we both shared a common interest in music and being in the music industry. Angie's like really great with just promotional stuff, working with bands. You know, she's done her internship at Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion. She works at 92.5 The River. So a lot of like really awesome connections and interest in music there. Naturally, we kind of worked together to work on some projects. She's actually gotten us some gigs outside of SNU for her coffee place and different things like that she works at. So this just kind of unfolded when she had this vision for creating a concert series to have more live music on campus. And she thought that we'd be a great fit to kick it off.
I did want to ask the both of you, what has been your biggest venue that you've played at?
We have played a couple clubs that were more oriented towards national, regional level acts. The Middle East in Cambridge was one where we opened for a band. We played the Jewel Nightclub in Manchester. But I would say the biggest venue technically is probably still Stockbridge Theater.
Yeah, in Derry for Pinkerton Academy. That's their theater there. As far as how many can fit, it's the biggest.
Yeah.
I would say like 300 to 500.
Yeah, but honestly, I would say like our biggest feeling shows have been in pretty small rooms where we packed a large amount of people.
Yeah.
There's a particular thrift store in Milford, New Hampshire, where they have this room hanging over a river that's literally held up by two posts. And when you get enough people in there, you can feel the structure of the place shaking. It feels unsafe, and that just makes it so much more exciting. Some of the shows we played there, I think we played there twice, maybe three times.
Yeah, two or three times.
Some of those have been just extremely rewarding, as well as at Keene State. We've been lucky enough to play there several times. I don't know if they're like enemies of you guys. I don't know. it's pretty close to where I go to school at Franklin Pierce, so I'm able to have some friends come to that. And we also have friends who work at the radio station there. So, yeah, definitely trying to move more towards college atmosphere. Campuses just are a great place to put on a show.
It seems like you guys have had a lot of amazing opportunities here. And I just want to ask, before we close out, do you guys have anything coming up?
Yes, we do. And you want to share the news?
Yeah. We have a single coming out. It's called Lilac, and it's going to drop on April 26th, which is this month. That's in about 2 weeks. And we couldn't be more excited. This is the first single we've released since we've been a duo. We released our first album, Chaos One, in 2021. That was in August.
22.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Either way, it's been a while, and we have really only kind of just started as far as developing our new sound as a duo instead of a trio. We had three members for about 7 years, so we're extremely excited. It's definitely a different turn for our sound, and it's only going to get weirder from there, so we're just super excited to drop that on people and see what they think.
Well, I can say I'm super excited to hear it. I hope everybody else is just as excited as me. And I just wanted to thank the both of you for being here today and just diving into what your band is and just talking to me. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
It was a pleasure.